God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. Lord God, maker of all things, creation is upheld by you. While all must change and no decay, you are unchanging, always new. You are man's solace and his shield, his rock secure on which to build. You are the Spirit's tranquil home, in you alone is hope fulfilled. To God the Father and the Son and Holy Spirit render praise. Bless Trinity from age to age, the strength of all our living days. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. When the Lord delivered Zion from bondage, it seemed like a dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, on our lips there were songs. The heathen themselves said, "What marvels the Lord has worked for them! What marvels the Lord worked for us! Indeed, we are glad. Deliver us, Lord, from our bondage, as streams in dry land. Those who are sowing in tears will sing when they reap. They go out, full of tears, carrying seed for the sowing. They come back, full of songs, carrying their sheaves. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen." If the Lord does not build the house, in vain do its builders labor. If the Lord does not watch over the city, in vain does the watchman keep vigil. In vain is your earlier rising, your going later to rest, you who toil for the bread you eat, when he pours gifts on his beloved while they slumber. Truly, sons are a gift from the Lord, a blessing, the fruit from the womb. Indeed, the sons of youth are like the arrows in the hand of a warrior. Oh, the happiness of the man who has filled his quiver with these arrows! He will have no cause for shame when he disputes with his foes in the gateways. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. O blessed are those who fear the Lord and walk in his ways. By the labor of your hands you shall eat. You will be happy and prosper. Your wife like a fruitful vine in the heart of your house, your children like shoots of the olive around your table. Indeed, thus shall be blessed the man who fears the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion all the days of your life. May you see your children's children in a happy Jerusalem. On Israel, peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. A reading from the first epistle to the Corinthians. Get rid of the old yeast and make of yourselves fresh dough, unleavened loaves, as it were. Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed. Let us celebrate the feast not with the old yeast, that of corruption and wickedness, but with unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. The Word of the Lord. Stay with us, Lord, alleluia, for evening draws near, alleluia. Let us pray. Father of our freedom and salvation, hear the prayers of those redeemed by your Son's suffering. Through you we have life. With you may we have eternal joy. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Let us praise the Lord and give him thanks.